This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Now, this week we're looking at the brilliant, brilliant Irish acts coming to Brighton as part of the Great Escape Festival. Many, many coming over at the end of this week. But one of the driving forces behind giving Irish acts a voice abroad is Angela Dorgan from Music from Ireland. And she joins me on the phone now. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm very excited. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited for this weekend.
I'm exhausted in advance and also very excited.
So you're going to be quite busy.
Very excited.
Yeah, you're going to be busy this weekend. You're coming over with Music from Ireland. What exactly is Music from Ireland?
So Music from Ireland is the government-funded music export office for Ireland. So what we do is it's kind of a two-tier approach to exporting Irish music abroad. The first one is we have a festival called Hardwick and Class Heroes that happens every year in September, and we bring buyers and bookers, agents, music supervisors and the collective international industry to Dublin every year to see our best and brightest. And Music from Ireland then, the other side of it is to, when those bookers then are impressed, or whoever they're impressed with, along in those delegates we bring the bookers from 13 international showcases, one of which is The Great Escape. So we then fund any acts that they invite over to showcase at their event, and the idea is that they get amplified then in country by people who know who to target with their music. So we fund them to go, we promote them. We're doing a day show on Thursday, and we are also doing a networking brunch so that the managers and bands that we're bringing can meet, they get a chance to meet and chat to the international industry that will be in Brighton for the week. And also then our funders, Culture Ireland, will get a chance to meet with those people. And they have a bigger story that I know you've covered before, which is GB18. So there is an extra push on Irish arts in Great Britain over 2018. So the brunch and the getting everyone together and seeing how we can more work together between Ireland and the UK this year and in future years is an added focus then to what we're doing at the Great Escape this year.
Have these showcases been growing in kind of magnitude and kind of, I suppose, the amount of bookers that are coming to them? Because it feels like it's a growing thing. The Hardworking Class Heroes seems to be getting a lot bigger year on year.
It is getting bigger, and it's getting bigger because our bands are brilliant. And there is no denying that we, certainly in the last 10 years, and Hardworking Class Heroes has been going 16 years now, you can see the growth. I think when we started, there were maybe two or three genres. Now we have nine genres. We are, you know, we had a piece in the New York Times after South West about how amazing hip hop is in Ireland. And you're, you know, whoever thought that piece would ever be printed. But we do, and they're right. And I think Hardworking Class Heroes and then this Music from Ireland initiative really help get that story out and give people the opportunity to see these people, these bands live. You know, links and SoundCloud, they're all very well, but I think the opportunity to see someone live in territory is always a welcome one. So that's why we do Eurosonic, we do South at West, we do Great Escape, we do Reaper Band in Germany, we do HYM in New York. And so we're looking and always developing the markets and new markets for Irish music and kind of paving the way that so not every band who wants to go into that territory has to reinvent the wheel, that we're already starting a phone tree and helping them start a phone tree in those territories.
Now, you mentioned about kind of Irish hip hop kind of, you know, being a genre now that's a thing. What do you, because looking at the lineup, the Irish lineup for this year's festival, there's quite a lot of different styles and they're all sounding very, very produced. What do you think is leading to that? What's kind of influencing kind of new up and coming Irish acts?
Well, I suppose it's getting that annual opportunity to see each other is one of them. I think just where we sit in between the UK and the US, there's always going to be kind of, we're kind of, the Irish are brilliant, like blotting paper in terms of absorbing other influences. But I also think with, you know, people moving to Ireland and migrating or immigrating to Ireland, We just have a fabulous new infusion of different cultures and different capabilities and abilities and ambitions, and that's all coming together to give us a really, really, really vibrant music scene at the minute.
How's the radio industry back in Ireland kind of feeding into that then? Is there a struggle to get Irish music on the radio? Because there used to be, wasn't there?
I think it's improved. I think there are always certain producers and... I mean, in general terms, I'm not sure. We're probably not the organisation who manages it or who monitors that. But I do think there's a palpable support now for... I mean, you're not going to get a metal band on at 7 to 7, and you as a radio producer would understand that. But yeah. I think generally people are... My thing has always been that you should support Irish music. That's good, not just because it's Irish. But we're building towards, and we're certainly talking to national stations about maybe having a kind of more supporting role in at an earlier stage. And I think, you know, we're getting great responses to that. So that's
good.
Kind of encouraging. Yeah. Yeah.
So looking at the acts coming to this year's Great Escape, then we've got quite a few returning faces, but certainly a lot of different styles. We've seen quite a lot of rock, like Touts, Fontaines, Fan Club, and we've got some...
Pillow Queens.
Yes, which we'll be playing in just a minute. And we've also got kind of...
Yeah, yay!
Country music, Catherine McGrath and the likes as well. What kind of acts are being talked about ahead of the festival? Have you had much of a feel for that?
Now, I'm going to be such an Irish mammy here and say they're all great, because they are. I will say we've never, ever had 22. So that in itself is just a phenomenal achievement, I think, from the band's perspective. Adam, the booker, has been coming to Hardwick and Class Heroes for years. So he's quite invested in who he's supporting and watching bands on the way up. And it's wonderful to have his eyes on us that closely. But definitely getting a bit of buzz. Dermot Kennedy, of course, he's doing brilliantly. Moncrief is getting a great buzz. Tim, Ruth Ann is getting a great buzz. Fontaines, DC, Pillow Queens, AMAC and LaBoom. What's amazing is that almost from every corner in terms of the blogs that we're monitoring and the radio play and stuff, everyone's gotten a great reaction. You know, we have like our Google alerts on, and you know, it's every single day someone's talking about another one of our artists. So in terms of spread, I think it's a really great indication. There's about, like, in that lineup there's about 7 different genres, and even that as a story in itself is a great way to show how much great music is over here. So you know, nobody's going to say Brexit, but I'm going to say Brexit in that context. It's great for the UK industry to see how well their next door neighbour is doing and how well that might do to, you know, maybe sign an Irish band to an agent, and they may be easier to tour around Europe.
Exactly.
Now, I'm obviously not going to say that to any of my UK colleagues, but, you know, that's part of our coming plan.
Perfect. Well, listen, Music from Ireland have a great social media presence as well, and you're tweeting and posting kind of acts to watch out for, times and where they are. There's a showcase as well on Thursday at the Prince Albert.
If
people want to find out more about Music from Ireland, what's the best website or best socials to go to?
I think you're right. Elaine is just magnificent on our socials, so just follow us on Music from Ireland on Twitter or on Facebook, and then the website with all the details on all of the band's gigs is musicfromireland.org.
Perfect. And Angela, I suppose since you were here last, there's now a zip wire on the beachfront. Will we be seeing you zipping down the beach at some point, or will you be too busy?
I mean, I believe the words I would have in reaction to that question are hell and no.
That's a negative. Well, listen, Angela, I hope
that would be a negative.
Well, I hope you enjoy your time here anyway. I hope you enjoy the Brighton welcome.
thanks a million, and hope to see you down there.
Perfect. Angela, and what we're going to do, we're going to play Pillow Queens, who you mentioned a while ago as well, who are performing at the festival. This is their song Favourite.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review, and to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.